Though others will have to wait, some business owners will start returning to New Orleans today. They'll find trees in the road and power out in some neighborhoods. Otherwise, the city is much the way they left it. Of course, if Hurricane Gustav had been much stronger, this would have been a very different scene. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Mississippi River looks totally peaceful and serene today. There are little waves lapping at the riverbank, and it's strange to think that this same water could have surged over the concrete walls behind me and submerged the city of New Orleans if Hurricane Gustav had been just a little bit stronger than it was. Stuart Buckley is part of a team of workers. They're swinging giant metal doors back against the concrete wall that protects the French Quarter from the river.
That and basically the whole city, because these things run all around New Orleans, these floodgates.
You know, Gustav was less severe than people were afraid that it might have been. What would have happened if it were a stronger storm?
It would have flattened out New Orleans and this whole southeastern area here.
Do you feel safe?
To a small degree.
Stuart Buckley's been at this job for 17 years. His colleague Brett Sanders has been opening and closing floodgates for 25 years. That's 25 years of waiting for the government to protect his city.
We do what we got to do, and they claim they're constantly going to be rebuilding and doing this, making the walls higher and stuff. So we're contemplating and waiting on them, see what they're going to do, see if it's going to happen.
Do you feel a sense of urgency?
Oh, yeah. I be wanting to run, too. But this is my job, you know? So I got to stay and participate, help get these gates locked down and everything, and we just sit and wait and see what the outcome is going to be.
Yesterday morning, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said he's grateful for the country's help strengthening levees after Hurricane Katrina 3 years ago. He said the work needs to continue.
This work will not be done before 2011. Even that is only 100-year flood protection. That'll be good, but we're very much eager towards working towards Category 5 protection and comprehensive wetlands restoration.
What I wonder is if the plans that are currently in the making will really ever be implemented.
That's H.J. Bosworth, Jr. He's a civil engineer and research director for the advocacy group levees.org. They've been pushing the federal government to improve the levees and restore wetlands that can help prevent flooding.
All you have to do is go to Google Earth and Google Southeast Louisiana and take a look at how the marshes are carved up. It looks like the draining tray for something that you would carve up at Thanksgiving, with all the channels and whatnot that all seem to go to the Gulf of Mexico. All of these are man-made, and all of these cause coastal erosion, all of these cause wetland loss, and I just don't see Congress and I don't see the American people as being dedicated to doing the right thing.
As a result, he says, sooner or later, parts of New Orleans will drown again. Back in the French Quarter, Brenda Horn and Richard Scheit went out for a walk yesterday morning.
It's, you know, it really wears you down being here, and the people that lost their homes in Katrina, it must be very tough to think of all the work they put in and have to go through all the worry that comes with evacuating and just going through it over and over.
Why live here?
I don't know.
Well, why do you live here?
It gets in your blood.
We like it.
It gets in your blood.
Does living here just mean accepting that at some point everything you know and love could be washed away?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Anything else you'd like to mention?
No. Welcome to New Orleans.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News, New Orleans.